ARRL has announced that the candidates for the 2024 ARRL division elections are now official. ARRL members will choose between two candidates for director in the Hudson, New England, and Northwestern divisions. The sole candidates in the Central and Roanoke divisions for both director and vice director are unopposed. The vice director incumbents in the Hudson, New England, and Northwestern divisions are also unopposed. And elected without opposition in the Central Division, candidate and current Vice Director Brent Walls, N9BA, will be the next director, having served as Vice Director since 2021. And candidate Josh Long, W9HT, will be the next Vice Director. Both candidates are running unopposed. In the Hudson Division, Vice Director David Galletti, KM2O, has held the seat since 2024. In the New England Division, Vice Director Phil Temples, K9HI, who has served the role since 2020. In the Northwestern Division, Vice Director Michael Sterbuck, KG7HQ, who has served the role since 2024. And in the Roanoke Division, Director Jim Boehner, N2ZZ, who was elected back to the board in 2022. And Vice Director Bill Moraine, N2COP, was elected to that seat and has held it since 2016. In the contested seats in the Hudson Division, Director Ed Wilson, N2XDD, will face challenger John Covelli, W2GD, for the seat. In the New England Division, Director Fred Kemmerer, AB1OC, will face challenger Tom Frenay, K1KL, who has previously held the positions of Director and Vice President. In the Northwestern Division, Director Mark Tharp, KB7HDX, will run against Dan Marler, K7REX, who is currently a Section Manager. Balloting for contested seats will take place this fall. Votes will be counted and successful candidates announced in November. Candidates declared elected will assume their roles for terms beginning January 1, 2025. ARRL is governed by its board of directors. Elections are held for 5 of the 15 ARRL divisions each year for terms of 3 years. 48 years ago, the Pennsylvania-based Mount Airy VHF radio club Pack Rats were experimenting with the latest amateur radio technology, Earth Moon Earth, EME, which became known simply as Moon Bounce. While the radio equipment was pretty standard for the day, EME was not an easy technology. Moon bounce contacts required big antennas and kilowatt transmitters.